Masechet Menachot Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. We'll talk in this Mishnah about all things that invalidate a Korban Mincha. All types of Mincha offerings included olive oil and Levona, frankincense, besides for the Minhat Choteh and as well the Minhat Kenaot of the Sota. Mishnah says, Riba Shamna V'Chisar Shamna Chisar Levonata Pesula. If a person put too much olive oil or put too little olive oil, they didn't put enough, they didn't put the right amount, then the, as well as Hisad Levonata, or he put not enough Levona in the offering, then Pesula, the Mincha is Pesula. But if a person put too much Levona, it wouldn't be a problem unless it was way, way increased than the normal amount. We learned in Mishnah Aleph that a Mincha that was offered for a different Mincha, which is Shelo Lishma, could sometimes invalidate the Korban. The rest of the Perek will talk about two more improper intentions that would also invalidate a Korban Mincha, one about place and the other about time. The first one will be about place. HaKometzet HaMincha Le'echol She'areha Ba'utz. If a Kohen made Kemitza on the Mincha and his intention was to eat the rest of the flour outside the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash after the Kometz was removed, the remainder, called the Shirayim, has to be eaten, but only inside the Beit HaMikdash. The Kometz itself is burned. So if he had the intention when he was doing the Kemitzah to eat it outside the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, or Kezayit Mishayareha Bahut, or even a Kezayit size, an olive size of whatever was left over outside the courtyard, La'aktir Kumsa Bahut, or to burn the Kometz outside the courtyard, or Kezayit Mikumsa Bahut, or even a Kezayit of the Kometz outside the courtyard, or La'aktir Levonata Bahut, or when he did the Kemitzah, he had in mind that he was going to burn even a tiny bit of the Mincha, which is even the 2 grains of Levona. He was going to burn those outside the courtyard, Pasul, V'en Bo Karet. In all these situations, the Mincha is considered to be invalid. He's not allowed to eat the Shirayim, the remainder, even if it's in the proper place, but there's no Karet if he did eat it. We'll now talk about improper intentions regarding the time, which could become pigul, as we remember from Masechet Zevachim. Le'echol she'areha le'mahar, if a kohen did kemitzah the mincha with the intention to eat the remainder the next day, which is out of the proper time zone. A person has the day that he does the kemitzah and the night afterwards to eat the leftovers of the korban mincha, or kezayit mishe'areha le'mahar, or even a small amount, a kezayit of the remainder on the next day, la'akdir kumsa le'mahar, or kezayit mukumsa le'mahar, or to burn the kometz the next day, or to even burn a kezayit of the kometz the next day, or la'akdir levonata le'mahar, or to burn the levona, small amount of levona, the next day. In all of these cases, pigul, the mincha is invalid and known as pigul. Pigul is when a person has an improper kavana when he's bringing the korban that he's going to do something past its time. In these types of cases, v'hayavin alav karet, a person would be liable to karet for eating it, even if he eats it during the correct time. We're very strict when it comes to the improper intentions about time, and we say that the person would be karet. We were just talking about the improper intentions for the kemitzah of them, and how we'll extend these halachot to the other 3 avodot of the mincha as well. Zeh kelal, this is the rule for improper intentions. Kol hakometz, if anyone does kemitzah, number one, or v'hanotein keli, bakeli, or if they put the kometz in a klesharet, v'hamehalech, or they bring it to the mizbeach, v'hamaktir, or they burn the kometz on the mizbeach, le'echol davar she'darko le'echol, intending to eat something that's meant to be eaten, which is the shirayim, the remainder of whatever's left over after the kometz is the part that's eaten, or to burn something that's meant to be burnt, and that intention was improper, outside of the place or past its time, halacha as follows. Hutlim komo pasul ve'en bo karet. If he intends to burn the kometz or to eat the remainder outside of its place, the mincha is pasul, but there's no karet for eating it. Hutlis mano, if the intention was to eat or burn it past its proper time, pigul ve'hayavin alav karet. It's pigul, and the person would be liable for karet for eating it. As long as the permitter was offered as required without anything else that invalidates it, like we very much talked about in the beginning of Masechet Zevachim, that something could only become pigul if it was offered properly. The kometz was offered on the Mizbeach in the proper way. That's when pigul could actually kick in and a person would be karet. Only in that type of situation, once the avodot of the mincha have been completed properly without any other invalidating effect. But if something else invalidated it, that would take precedence and pigul would not kick in. There would be no pigul. Kesad karav hamatir kemitzvato. What way is the mincha considered to have been offered as required where pigul could take an effect? Kamat bishtikav. He made the kemitz on silence without any invalidating intention. And he then placed the kometz in a klei sharet. He brought it to the mizbeach and burnt it with the intention of eating the remainder past its proper time. Or number two, or shekamat chutz lizmano. He made the kemitza with the intention of eating the remainder past the proper time. And then he placed the kometz in a klei sharet. He brought it to the mizbeach and burnt it in silence with no improper intentions. Or number three, or shekamatz v'natan bekli v'hilech v'yektir chutz lizmano. He made the kemitza, placed the kometz in the klei sharet, brought it to the mizbeach and burnt it. And in all four of these avodot, he had an improper intention to eat the she'arim, the remainder, past the proper time. Zeu shekarav amatir kemitzvato. These are cases where the korban was offered as required, and in all of these cases, the mincha offering was completed without anything else that invalidated it besides pigul, and that's where pigul would kick in, pigul would take effect, because nothing else was an outlier that invalidated it, so therefore pigul could invalidate it.